2. SPSV, Driver Licensing. This chapter sets out the requirements for obtaining an SPSV, Driver License. The procedure for applying for an SPSV, Driver License. The procedure for renewing an SPSV, Driver License. The rights and responsibilities of an SPSV driver. There are two bodies involved in the SPSV, driver licensing process. On Garda Síochána, the National Police Service of Ireland, as the SPSV, driver licensing authority, is responsible for making SPSV driver license application forms, PSV 15/18 available, at Garda stations, administering applications received, vetting applicants to assess their suitability, and where appropriate, granting and renewing SPSV driver licenses. The National Transport Authority is responsible for administering the SPSV entry test, processing SPSV driver license fees. On receipt of the SPSV driver license from An Garda Síochána, issuing the SPSV driver identification cards that an SPSV driver must have with them at all times while operating, and maintaining the SPSV driver license register as described in Chapter 1. Note that with effect from 1st of January 2015, a person who was permitted to remain in Ireland as the holder of an Immigration Stamp 2 student visa issued by the Irish Naturalisation and Immigration Service of the Department of Justice and Equality is not permitted to work as a taxi driver, either as an employee or in their own right. Such students may not engage in self-employment. Requirements for obtaining an SPSV driver license. SPSV driver licenses are granted only to people who are confirmed by An Garda Síochána to be suitable persons to hold SPSV driver licenses. Hold an Irish driving license or a driving license from another EU, EEA or other recognised state. Show that their tax affairs are up to date by producing a current tax clearance certificate and pass the SPSV entry test and obtain the SPSV Skills Development Certificate, see Chapter 11. Exception: applicants for local area Hackney driver licenses are not required to pass the SPSV entry test. Driving license. Applicants for an SPSV driver license must hold a full Irish driving license, Class B or higher, free from disqualification and free from endorsement, including penalty points, or an equivalent license from an EU or EEA member state or another recognised state. If the license is in a language other than English or Irish, and it is either A. an EU license issued prior to 19th of January 2013, or B. issued by an EEA member state or other recognised state outside the EU, the applicant is required to include with their application a certified stamped letter from the relevant embassy stating that the license is true and valid. Alternatively, they may be entitled to exchange their driving license for a full Irish driving license. Contact the authority's SPSV information line 0761 064 000 for further information. Tax clearance. Applicants must have an up-to-date tax clearance certificate. This is the TC2 certificate, obtainable from the local revenue office, which confirms that the applicant's tax affairs are up to date. The name on the certificate must be identical to the name on the license application, see examples below, and must be valid on the date on which the SPSV driver license is granted. License holders are required to maintain their tax clearance status throughout the period of their license. Example: name on license application, James Murphy. Name on tax clearance certificate, Jim Murphy. Suitable for licensing, no. James Murphy Jr. Suitable for licensing, no. James J. Murphy. Suitable for licensing, no. Seamus O'Muruku. Suitable for licensing, no. James Murphy. Suitable for licensing, yes. Applying for an SPSV driver license. To apply for an SPSV driver license, you must obtain a PSV 15/18 application form from your local Garda station. Successfully complete the SPSV entry test and receive your SPSV Skills Development Certificate. Pay the relevant license fee to the authority. You can do this on the information line 0761-064-000 using a credit or debit card. As this fee is non-refundable, you should pay it only after you have passed the SPSV entry test and you are confident that you can satisfy all the other conditions for licensing. The authority will issue you with a receipt for this fee. Obtain two identical passport-style photographs, each measuring approximately 10 centimeters by 7 centimeters, showing your head and shoulders, and complying in other respects with standards for passport photographs. Then complete the PSV 15/18 application form and submit it to the Garda station nearest to your residence if you live outside Dublin, or to the carriage office if you live in Dublin, with the receipt for your license fee, your photographs, your tax clearance certificate, your driving license, your SPSV Skills Development Certificate, a written undertaking that you will not drive an SPSV for more than 11 hours on any 3 consecutive days, details of any other occupation in which you are engaged, including name and address of employer, if relevant, and if that other occupation involves driving, evidence that you have informed the employer of your intention to apply for an SPSV driver license. A declaration that your health does not materially affect your ability to drive an SPSV and that you are not taking drugs or medication that would be likely to impair your ability to drive safely. A declaration that you have not been convicted of any of the offences specified in Section 30, Subsection 3, or the Schedule to the Taxi Regulation Act 2013, and any other documents requested by An Garda Síochána. There are some different requirements for local area Hackney driver license applications. See Appendix B. How your application is processed. Your application will then be processed by An Garda Síochána. The process includes an assessment of you as a suitable person to hold an SPSV driver license. This vetting may take up to 12 weeks to complete. All queries relating to your application should be directed to An Garda Síochána. Mandatory disqualification. If you have been convicted in Ireland or elsewhere of any of the offences that are specified in the Schedule to the Taxi Regulation Act 2013, you are disqualified from holding an SPSV driver license. Any SPSV driver license you hold will be revoked, and no new license or renewal will be granted for the duration of the disqualification. For some convictions listed in Part 1 of the Schedule, including those for murder, rape, and some sexual offences, this can be a lifetime disqualification. For other convictions set out in Part 2 of the Schedule, the duration of the disqualification may be limited to 12 months in the case of a suspended sentence, or up to 5 years after release, where a term of imprisonment was imposed. Furthermore, where a driver is disqualified from driving for any of the following Road Traffic Act offences or their international equivalents, the driver will be disqualified from driving an SPSV for the period of the standard driving disqualification plus a further 3 to 5 years. Careless driving, dangerous driving, driving under the influence of an intoxicant, being in charge of a vehicle under the influence of an intoxicant, failing to provide a specimen. You are required to notify An Garda Síochána immediately of any relevant conviction. If you have received a mandatory disqualification, you can apply to the appropriate or relevant court to be allowed to apply for an SPSV driver license or to have the revocation of an existing license lifted. You are required to notify both An Garda Síochána and the authority if you wish to appeal a mandatory disqualification. If you believe you may be affected by this, it is strongly advised that you consult the legislation and seek legal advice. Licenses and ID cards. When your application for an SPSV driver license has been processed and approved, An Garda Síochána issues you with an SPSV driver license and informs the authority. Your paper license is sent to you directly from the Garda Síochána PSV office. The authority then sends you two forms of identification: a large driver display card for display on the dashboard of any SPSV you drive, and a smart card that you are required to keep with you at all times while you are operating as an SPSV driver. Both forms of identification show your photograph, your name, your driver license number, the expiry date of your license, and the area in which you can stand or apply for hire in a taxi. These are valuable items, essential to your work as an SPSV driver, and you must keep them safely. If you lose either of these identification cards, you must report the loss to the Garda Síochána PSV office immediately. Identification cards are issued in 3 different colours. Purple identification cards are issued to operators who have passed the SPSV entry test, or in the case of drivers licensed prior to the introduction of the Skills Development Programme, the Industry Knowledge Test. These cards confirm to customers that the driver is certified by the authority to have the relevant industry knowledge. Yellow identification cards are issued to drivers licensed prior to the introduction of the Skills Development Programme who hold a current, valid SPSV driver license, but who have not yet obtained the authority certification. Such drivers can apply to take the industry knowledge test at any time. See Chapter 11. Green identification cards are issued to local area Hackney drivers and show the specific area in which the driver is licensed to operate. Once you have a valid SPSV driver license, other than a local area Hackney driver license, you are entitled to drive any category of SPSV, taxi, wheelchair accessible taxi, Hackney, wheelchair accessible Hackney, local area Hackney, or limousine. The vehicle must be licensed as an SPSV. If it is a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, you may stand or apply for hire only in the county or counties for which you are licensed. If you hold a local area Hackney driver license, you are entitled to drive only a local area Hackney and to accept passengers only in the specific area for which you and the vehicle are licensed. Before you drive an SPSV, you must provide the authority with details of the vehicle. See Chapter 5. The SPSV driver license. What the SPSV driver license permits. If you hold a regular SPSV driver license, you are entitled to drive any category of SPSV: taxi, wheelchair accessible taxi, Hackney, wheelchair accessible Hackney, local area Hackney, or limousine. When driving a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, you are entitled to stand or apply for hire only in the county specified on your driver display card. When driving a local area Hackney, you are entitled to accept passengers only in the specific area for which the vehicle is licensed. What the local area Hackney driver license permits. If you hold a local area Hackney driver license, you are entitled to drive only a local area Hackney and to accept passengers only in the specific area for which you are licensed. Period of validity. An SPSV driver license, except for a local area Hackney driver license, is valid for 5 years. The renewal process is described on page 16. A local area Hackney driver license is valid for 3 years and cannot be renewed. The holder can, however, apply for a new local area Hackney driver license. Can an SPSV driver license be transferred? An SPSV driver license or a local area Hackney driver license is issued to a specified individual and cannot be used by anyone other than that person. The local area Hackney driver license. The local area Hackney driver license differs from other SPSV driver licenses in a number of important respects. The holder is permitted to drive local area Hackneys only. The license specifies a restricted area, usually within a radius of 5 to 7 kilometres from the holder's normal residence, within which the holder can pick up passengers. An applicant for a local area Hackney driver license must already hold a vehicle license for a local area Hackney. A local area Hackney driver license is valid for 3 years and cannot be renewed. The local area Hackney driver license holder can, however, apply for a new local area Hackney driver license. See Appendix B for more information. Driver display card. Your driver display card must be clearly visible on the dashboard of the vehicle at all times when you are operating. The card shows the county in which you are licensed to stand or apply for hire in a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, or in the case of a local area Hackney driver license, the area in which you are licensed to accept passengers. While operating a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, you are permitted to stand or apply for hire only in the county specified on your driver display card. You can, of course, drive a passenger to a destination outside this area, and you are permitted to accept pre-booked journeys from other counties. However, if you want to stand or apply for hire in more than one county, you will need to pass the area knowledge test for each additional county. If you pass the area knowledge test for more than one county, you receive a driver display card for each one. Then, if you are standing or applying for hire, you should display the card that relates to the county in which you are operating. Local area Hackney drivers may accept passengers only within the area specified on their driver display card, although they may drive a passenger to a destination outside this area. There now follows 3 visual samples of driver display cards. A yellow driver display card for drivers who have not yet obtained the authority certification. A green driver display card for local area Hackney drivers. A purple driver display card for drivers who have obtained the authority certification. Smart card. You must carry your smart card with you at all times when you are operating as an SPSV driver. There now follows 3 visual examples of a driver smart card. A yellow driver smart card for drivers who have not yet obtained the authority certification. A purple driver smart card for drivers who have obtained the authority certification. A green driver smart card for local area Hackney drivers. driver ID requirements, to comply with SPSV regulations. While operating as an SPSV driver, you must display your driver display card clearly on the dashboard of the vehicle and carry your driver smart card at all times. Area stickers. SPSV regulations stipulate that the driver of a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi must display an area sticker on their roof sign. The area sticker is a silver coloured sticker with a one or two letter code denoting the county in which the SPSV driver is licensed to stand or ply for hire. Multiple stickers can be affixed if the driver is licensed for more than one county. It is the driver's responsibility to ensure the correct area sticker is affixed to the operational roof sign. Drivers who fail to display the appropriate area sticker while standing or applying for hire may incur a fixed payment penalty. Renewing your SPSV driver license. SPSV driver licenses, except local area Hackney driver licenses, are valid for 5 years. It is your responsibility to know when your SPSV driver license expires and to make arrangements to renew your license on time. Local area Hackney driver licenses are valid for 3 years and cannot be renewed. The holder may, however, apply for a new license. The authority sends out reminder notifications advising drivers to renew their license early in order to ensure that their license does not expire and that they receive their updated driver display card and smart card in time to continue working without interruption. Drivers can apply for renewal of their license up to 3 months before the license expires. There is no disadvantage to applying for early renewal. The period of validity of the renewed license commences immediately after the expiry of the old license. Requirements. To renew your SPSV driver license, you must hold a valid full Irish driving license or equivalent, a valid SPSV driver license, an up-to-date tax clearance certificate. The details of these requirements are the same for those for license application, as described on page 11. Renewal application. To apply for renewal of an SPSV driver license, you must obtain a renewal application form from your local Garda station. Pay the relevant license fee to the authority. You can do this over the phone using a credit or debit card. Phone 0761 064 000. The authority will issue you with a receipt for this fee. This fee is non-refundable. You should pay it only if you are confident that you can satisfy all the conditions for licensing. Obtain 2 identical passport-style photographs, each measuring approximately 10 centimetres by 7 centimetres, showing your head and shoulders and complying in other respects with standards for passport photographs. Then complete the renewal application form and submit it to your local Garda PSV office outside Dublin or to the carriage office in Dublin, along with the receipt for your renewal fee, your photographs, your tax clearance certificate, your driving license, your SPSV driver license, a written undertaking that you will not drive an SPSV for more than 11 hours on any 3 consecutive days. Details of any other occupation in which you are engaged, including name and address of employer, if relevant, and if that other occupation involves driving. Evidence that you have informed the employer that you are applying for renewal of an SPSV driver license. A declaration that your health does not materially affect your ability to drive an SPSV and that you are not taking drugs or medication that would be likely to impair your ability to drive safely. A declaration that you have not been convicted of any of the offences specified in Section 30, Subsection 3, or the Schedule to the Taxi Regulation Act, 2013, and any other documents required by An Garda Síochána. How your renewal application is processed. Your renewal application will be processed by An Garda Síochána, and if approved, you will in due course be issued with an SPSV driver license. The authority will then process and issue you with your driver display card and smart card. Remember, it is a serious criminal offence to operate as an SPSV driver without a current SPSV driver license. A conviction for this offence attracts a penalty of up to €5,000. Your rights and responsibilities as an SPSV driver. If you hold a standard SPSV driver license, you are entitled to drive any licensed SPSV and to stand or apply for hire in a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi in the county specified on your driver display card. If you hold a local area Hackney driver license, you are entitled to drive a local area Hackney and to accept passengers in the area specified in your license. Your rights. As an SPSV driver, you have certain rights, including the right to be paid in full for each hire and to reasonably refuse passengers who you suspect cannot pay or will refuse to pay the fare. The rights of an SPSV driver. Fares. It is your right to be paid the full fare as agreed in advance or as calculated on the taxi meter, whichever is less, for each hire. You may terminate the hire of your vehicle if the passenger fails or refuses to pay that fare. Right to refuse service. You may reasonably refuse to allow passengers to consume tobacco, food or drink in your vehicle. To carry or continue to carry passengers who are acting in an aggressive, intoxicated, drunk or disorderly manner. To carry or continue to carry passengers who are likely to soil or damage the vehicle. To undertake journeys of more than 30 kilometres in a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi. To undertake journeys where adverse weather or road conditions or traffic controls would make the journey unsafe or impractical. To carry passengers in a taxi which exceed the number of persons permitted to be carried under the vehicle license, and to carry luggage or other articles in the person's possession which are in excess of the luggage carrying capacity of or would cause damage to a taxi. Your responsibilities. As an SPSV driver, you also have certain responsibilities to the travelling public, as outlined below. The responsibilities of an SPSV driver. Unreasonable refusal of service. You may not refuse service, except as outlined above. In particular, a taxi may not unreasonably refuse service for a journey of 30 kilometres or less. Fares. Taxis must have a working taxi meter that has been calibrated and verified in accordance with the National Maximum Taxi Fare Order. Taxi meters must be operated and calculate the fare for every journey taken, irrespective of whether a fare has been agreed in advance for the trip. Taxi drivers may not charge more than the National Maximum Taxi Fare for any journey. Hackneys and limousines may not charge more than the agreed fare. Customer service. You must have a good knowledge of major routes and destinations, and you must follow any direction or route chosen by the passenger. The vehicle must be clean and roadworthy. You must offer reasonable assistance with luggage, guide dogs, assistance dogs, mobility aids. You must carry guide dogs, assistance dogs and mobility aids for passengers who need them at no extra charge. Receipts. A taxi driver must print a receipt with the printer attached to the taxi meter and offer it to the customer at the end of every journey. See Chapter 7 for details. A hackney or limousine driver must make a written receipt available to the customer at the end of the journey. See Chapter 7 for details. Regulations. You must have an understanding of the SPSV regulations. You must display the tamper-proof license discs and driver display card. See Chapter 5. You must comply with seatbelt regulations. You must comply with all Road Traffic Act and other relevant regulations. You must stand or apply for hire only in the county or counties named on your driver display card or cards in a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi. Operating a taxi in more than one county. If, as a taxi driver, you propose to stand or apply for hire in any county other than the one in which you are originally licensed, you will need to pass the area knowledge test for each such additional county. Apply for the test as described in Chapter 11. When you apply, specify that you want to take the area knowledge test only, and you will be asked for your SPSV driver license number. Bring your SPSV smart card or display card with you to the test. If you are successful, you will be issued with a driver display card and a smart card showing the additional county for which you are licensed. Changing your address or contact details. If you change your address or other contact details, such as mobile number or email address, you are required to inform the authority as soon as possible, either in writing or by calling the SPSV information line 0761 064 000. Failure to notify the authority within 21 days of a change of address is an offence. Such notifications are important to ensure that you receive updates from the authority regarding your licence. The authority takes no responsibility if you do not receive important correspondence because you have not registered a change of contact details. Holders of SPSV driver licences are also obliged to inform on Garda Síochána when they change address.